right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 7th, 2013, and Happy New Year to everyone. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that'll be led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this past year, for blessing us through that year, allowing us to see a new year. I ask that you give us your mercy and grace in the coming year. I ask that you bless each and every staff, elected official, and employee of Jefferson County, and including the citizens of Jefferson County. I ask these blessings in your darling Jesus' Son name. Thank you for your many blessings that you bestowed on us this past year. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge and use. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody got his bad.
Oh, I'm a lot better now.
Meet somebody from the DA's office here.
We go straight to me.
Yeah.
You make sure on the way.
Get this into it.
Well, it's a good thing y'all have to. Right. We'll begin our meeting today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve a bid due date extension for the remaining lease of properties acquired as a result of the buyout from Tuesday, January 8th, 2013, 11 a.m. to Tuesday, February 5th, 2013, at 11 a.m. Item B is to consider and approve a bid due date extension for the rebid of Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District Number 10 Generator Building and Generator Receptacles at all lift stations from Tuesday, January 8th, 2013, 11 a.m. until Tuesday, January 15th, 2013, at 11 a.m. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for the Sabine Pass Port Authority for paving and drainage improvements with Simco Enterprises in the amount of $653,519, and that project is funded by the Hurricane Ike Round 1 Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant, now administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a letter of agreement with Bishop Real Estate Appraisers, Inc. for appraisal of improvements on leased land at 4575 Jerry Ware Drive, Beaumont, Texas, 77705. It's going to be a summary format report for a total fee of $2,200. Delivery time is going to be approximately 4 weeks from the date of the agreement's execution. And that says 4575 Jerry Ware Drive, which is the building currently occupied by the refinery chemicals testing company, but it's actually on the property in back, which is the old office building that actually is on Viterbo Road and across from Judge Burnett's office because of a potential lease for that property. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a work order with Garver LLC for reconstruction of Taxiway D for design and bidding phase services for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a lump sum of $702,700. That's funded 90% from the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant number 29 and 10% from airport budgeted funds. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
No discussion. Deb, I want to make sure from now on, as I look at the paperless route we're going, I want to make sure from now on and make very sure that all departments that submit things to us, make sure that it's reviewed by the district attorney's office. That's the normal protocol that we put in place some time ago, and I think we need to make sure we're doing that, okay?
Yes,
all right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, thankfully because of the rain, we can table item A. Item B is to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the city of Taylor Landing. Item C is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement referenced in item B. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute an assignment of lease from Argonaut Holdings LLC as landlord and JK Chevrolet as tenant to NC LLP. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file executed public official bonds for the following appointed and elected officials: Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Precinct 1, Christopher Bates, Constable Precinct 2, Eddie Collins, Constable Precinct 8, Kenneth Dollinger, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1, Place 2, Jeff Greenway, Constable Precinct 7, J. St. Shane Howard, Texas Assessor Collector for Obligee State of Texas Office of the Governor, J. Shane Howard, Texas Assessor Collector for Obligee Jefferson County Commissioner's Court, C. Nick Salimi, Constable Precinct 1, Michael Shane Senegal, Constable Precinct 3, Patrick Swain, County Auditor, James E. Trahan, Constable Precinct 4, and George Mitchell Woods, Sheriff. Item F is to receive and file official oath for the following appointed and elected officials: Eddie Arnold, Commissioner Precinct 1, Dana Baker, Constable Precinct 6, Christopher Bates, Constable Precinct 2, Ken Dollinger, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1, Place 2, Jeff Greenway, Constable Precinct 7, J. Shane Howard, Texas Assessor Collector, Michael Shane Senegal, Commissioner Precinct 3, Patrick Swain, County Auditor, James E. Trahan, Constable Precinct 4, George Mitchell Woods, Sheriff, Nick Salimi, Constable Precinct 1, and Eddie Collins, Constable Precinct 8. Those last two by amendment. Item G is to consider and approve the attached deputy constable list in accordance with local government code section 86.011 with, and we will at this time delete from that list the top name, Alton Lewis Sr., because of some information we received from TCLEOS that says that we need to wait until after January 17th on that one. And via addendum, item H is to consider appointing Commissioner Michael S. Senegal as a board member for the Port Arthur Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on any of those items under Commissioner's Court?
Yeah, one of them.
Sir?
Alex, did you get this reviewed by the, that contract there, was it reviewed by in-house legal?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, and on item E, okay, at Dana Baker, Constable Precinct 2.
Shouldn't he have gotten this bond earlier?
Precinct 6.
Yeah. We didn't do that whenever we appointed him here about 4 or 5
Yeah, could have been.
Did we? Okay.
Okay.
So it's been done?
Okay.
Okay, so we don't need to redo that one. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you for pointing that out. Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is regular county bills, check numbers 375391 through 375502. Have a motion on those, that item.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and approve a resolution for Carolyn Rogers for 21 years and 7 months of dedicated service as a communications operator, 911 supervisor for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and wishing her well in her retirement and future endeavors. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Rogers here?
No, I didn't see him.
Okay. All right. That completes our formal agenda. Is there any item that any member of the court or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public or without taking action?
Judge, commissioners, I'd just like to welcome Commissioner Domain. He's in the audience this morning, so good to be in here.
If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you.